Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Antigo to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening, and boy, is it wonderful. Have you gotten out to see the sunshine today? It is absolutely gorgeous out there in the mid-60s throughout the day today. Man, definitely finally feels like spring up here in the Northwoods, doesn't it? Well, coming up on today's show, Alex Stroh from ESPN Madison will talk about the Packers, them playing in Brazil to begin the season, and we'll also talk about the NFL draft. We'll also have the Brewers youngsters coming alive here as they have been throughout the course of the beginning of the season, and also Hatchet coach Garth Gerstenberger will stop by and talk about the beginning of the year for Hatchet Golf. Plus, I'll be announcing the WJJQ bracket winner coming up. Be sure to stay tuned for that. But first, we are going to begin with the hardwood and the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's talk, shall we?
Win. 5.2 left. No timeouts left for the Bucks. Here comes Dame. 3 seconds. Dame pulls for the win. Dame time is alive and well in Milwaukee.
Okay, so I was going to go into the reason why the Bucks have been struggling so much over the last few games outside of their win over Boston last night, and I still will. But let's go ahead and focus in, obviously, on what happened last night. Obviously, I was calling a baseball game over in Tomahawk, so I didn't get the chance to watch this game. But the Bucks knocked off the Celtics last night, 104-91. And Giannis Antetokounmpo ended up, unfortunately, taking a dive. And unfortunately, it was something that, you know, nobody saw coming. He was essentially just walking up the floor, and then something popped or something, you know, strained, unfortunately, and he went down just like that. And it was very scary. I went back and saw it, and it was, whenever something like that happens, you hold your breath as a Bucks fan. You hold your breath because you don't want it to be true. So here's what I'll say about this. This is what is called a soleus strain, which I did not know what that was before I figured out what it was today. My wife knew because she went to school for kinesiology, and she knows the human body very, very well and its anatomy. But it's essentially a calf strain, and it was just reported that he is going to miss the final 3 games of the regular season due to this, which is the right move. You wanted him 100% healthy for the postseason. The Bucks have 3 games left. They got 2 games against the Magic and 1 against the Thunder. Their home finale is tonight against Orlando. That gets underway at 7 o'clock. So, again, it was a confirmed strain. The Achilles tendon remains intact. And it's a very, very big sigh of relief. Because you want everybody as healthy as you possibly can. And health has really been a question mark for the Milwaukee Bucks this season. So let's go ahead and get into why the Bucks are struggling. Now, if you want to point to the team being hurt, totally fine. Damian Lillard hasn't really been healthy, or hasn't looked like he's been healthy. Chris Middleton, he hasn't been healthy pretty much the whole season. He's come back, but he isn't what he is, a shell essentially of what he was when they won the title. And now Giannis out with this injury. If you want to say there's a drop off in defense from Drew Holiday to Damian Lillard, totally valid. We knew that was coming. Bucks fans knew that was coming. Want to say the coaching change from Adrian Griffin to Doc Rivers? Absolutely. You can make that case. I don't like stirring the pot unless you can prove that the team is absolutely underachieving. Like, if the team when Adrian Griffin got fired was at just 500, then you can make the argument. But unfortunately, that's not the case. They were 31-13. They were the number 2 seed. They still are the number 2 seed because the Eastern Conference has become essentially wrought with, I don't know if mediocrity is the term, but not necessarily elite play outside of Boston. But here's the real reason why I think Milwaukee is struggling this year. And I went back and I looked, because I watch as many games as I possibly can when I'm not, you know, out and about doing my other job, which is calling sports up here in the Northwoods. Here's the real reason. It's age. This team is old. And I will admit that. And I will say that this team is old. Here's the reason why I say that. Let's go through the ages of the players that are currently on the roster. Brook Lopez, 36 years old. He's the oldest player on the team. Danilo Gallinari, 35. Patrick Beverley, who they just acquired, 35. Lillard, 33. Jay Crowder, 33. Chris Middleton, 32. Pat Connaughton, 31. Thanasis, 31. Portis and Giannis are both 29. Beasley's 27. The youngest player that they have in their rotation is Malik Beasley, who came off the bench last night at 27 years of age. Simply put, they need to get younger. Now, with this age, because age is definitely an issue, when you want to win multiple titles in any sport, you have to learn to retool and rethink everything. You have to go out and make bold moves. And getting Damian Lillard was a bold move by any stretch of the imagination. I am not blaming John Horst for making that move at all, because you want to try and bring in a superstar to make sure that this team gets back to the title, gets back to the chip. So where does that leave then? Let me first answer with the short term, which is the rest of the season, because the season ends on Sunday. The Bucks have Orlando tonight. They've got Oklahoma City on Friday, and they go to Orlando on Sunday afternoon. So the first answer that I have is compete. Just compete. Play as hard as you possibly can. This team, if Giannis is not fully back healthy, this team's going to lose in the first round again. And then everyone is going to talk about one playoff series win now in 3 years. That's a concern for Milwaukee. And it is. So be as competitive as you can. Get past a playoff series. And it depends on who you match up with, because in the play-in tournament, you've got Philly, you've got Miami, you've got the Knicks, you've got Cleveland, Orlando. All of these teams could wind up in the play-in tournament before the season is over. That's why the East is such a cluster right now. So that's the first thing. Now, once the season's over, and again, these last two, the caveat is if they win the title. If the Bucks win the title, if they surprise everybody and win the championship this year, these two go completely out the first one at least goes completely out the window. The number two answer is that you get younger. And how do you get younger? You do two things, which will go into my third response. So, the first answer is, in my honest-to-God opinion, if the Bucks do not win the title this year, you trade Chris Middleton. You have to trade Chris Middleton, because you've already invested so much in Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard for the next 3 years. Chris Middleton, after this year, has one more year on his deal, plus a player option worth $33 million. If you can get young assets, plus a couple of draft picks for Chris Middleton, I would jump at that. And I would also consider trading Pat Connaughton, because he just doesn't seem to have his shooting stroke the way that he has had in the past. So that's the first thing. The other thing I'm going to say is this. You're going to have to accumulate draft capital. And I have a list here for you, right in front of me, of the draft picks that Milwaukee has for the next 7 years, from 2024 through 2030. This is what they have. 24 first-round pick. New Orleans has the right to swap with them during the Jrue Holiday trade. 24 second-round pick. Indiana owns it. 25 first-round pick. The Pelicans or the Knicks own it, depending on positioning. 25 second-round pick. Cleveland. 26 first-round pick. Pelicans, again, holds the right to swap. 26 second-round pick. Orlando or Brooklyn own it. 27 first-round pick. New Orleans owns it. Again, Jrue Holiday trade. 27 second-round pick. Philadelphia owns it. 28 first-round pick. Portland has rights, and the pick is protected for picks 15 through 30. 28 second-round pick. Oklahoma City. 29 first-round pick. Goes to Portland. Damian Lillard trade. 29 second-round pick. Goes to Detroit. Number 30 2030 first-round pick. Portland has the rights to swap. And the 2030 second-round pick is Orlando. The only pick the Milwaukee Bucks have that they own for the next 7 years is a second-round pick this season. They do not have any draft picks from 2025 through 2030 at this moment. So you're going to have to find a way to accumulate draft capital if you're Milwaukee and start looking towards the future, because that championship window right now, it could be shut before it opens up with Damian Lillard and Giannis in Milwaukee. And I think the best way to extend that is to trade Chris Middleton and see what kind of young assets you can get. Now, I don't know what the going rate will be for a 32-year-old champion. Again, Chris Middleton is a champion. He is a star. He will go down as one of the best players in Bucks franchise history. No question about it. I was a fan of his when they traded Brandon Jennings to Detroit to get him and Brandon Knight. Now, Brandon Knight was supposed to be the star of that trade because he was a good, solid point guard that I thought you could build around. But Chris Middleton has quickly turned into a very good two-way player, and his prime I can put up against some of the tier two players in the NBA over the course of 3 years. The problem is that he's not healthy. So what you need to do, if I'm John Horst, who's the general manager, again, you're going to have to go out and see what the trade market is for Middleton. I'm not saying give him away for 2 second-round picks, because that would be disrespectful to him. Go out and see what you can get for him. What is the best offer you can get for Chris Middleton this offseason? And I would make that trade. If it's on draft day, make it work. If it's after the NBA draft, that's fine too. But see if you can get younger by trading away Chris Middleton and Pat Connaughton. There are a couple of folks that say, well, why not go ahead and trade Bobby Portis? And the reason why I would not trade Bobby Portis is because of two things. One, he has been consistent throughout the whole season, and he's reliable. And the other thing is that he's cheaper, and I think that he is willing to take on a bit of a more contract. Plus, I thought he should have been in the starting lineup to begin the season, even after they brought in Malik Beasley. So just something to keep in mind. You're tuned into the Sports Cue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Stroh from ESPN Madison is going to stop by next to talk the Packers opening the season in Brazil and their needs coming up in the NFL draft. That's next here on the Sports Cue on WJJQ.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Cue on WJJQ.
V-Goods Do It Express has a wide variety of everyday items that you may need. Of course, mobile gas and diesel fuels. Need a car or truck wash? Stop by at V-Goods. It won't be long, and we'll be preparing for spring fishing. Swing by V-Goods Do It Express and check out the early season of equipment for fishing, plus artificial and live bait and your fishing license. While you're there, gather some beer and snacks to enjoy and your morning coffee and conversation at V-Goods Do It Express, North 4th Street, Tomahawk.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grinnell invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hours Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill. Just For You Fitness of Tomahawk provides the community with a top-notch fitness facility where everyone fits in and feels comfortable no matter what your fitness level or experience is. Just For You Fitness has treadmills, art trainers, recumbent bikes, cable machines, plus free weights and dumbbells. And Just For You Fitness is now offering personal training. For more information on personal training, call trainer Casey Mackey at 409-3519 or Just For You at 453-5100. Just For You Fitness, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and online at justforyoufitness.com, offering fitness on your time and also now offering personal training. Call Casey at 409-3519 to set up your appointments. That's 409-3519. Just For You Fitness, North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Fitness on your time.
And welcome back to the Sports Cue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook here with you. Great to have you along. And currently joining me from ESPN Madison is the one and only Alex Stroh. Alex, welcome back, my friend, and thank you for joining me.
Anytime, Alex. Always good to catch up with you. Been a busy week, so lots
yes.
to get into, I'm sure.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump right into it here, Stroh. So obviously the news broke earlier today that the Packers are going to be opening their season on Friday, September 5th in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it's September 6th, actually. Stroh, let me Let me first off ask you, what was your initial reaction to this?
Yeah, I mean, it's been brewing for a while, right? I mean, I think if you mathematically did it, they weren't going to do a divisional game down there. They weren't going to do Pittsburgh because they're not going to have two Pennsylvania teams in Brazil. It just doesn't make sense. So I think it was down between the Atlanta Falcons and the Packers of the potential opponents. So I figured with the international reach of the Packers, this would probably be the case, but I got to give a hat tip to my teammates, Gabe Neitzel, Jen Latta, and Mark Chmura at ESPN Milwaukee, who had Adam Schefter on their show this morning, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee weekday morning 7 to 9. They asked Adam Schefter if he knew anything, and an hour later he tweeted out the news. So I'd like to give them a hat tip for pushing him to figure that one out. But look, Alex, I think it's a cool experience. I view it this way. The Packers have 9 road games this year, 8 home games. Now, one of their road games becomes a neutral site game, right? And when it comes to how well Packers fans travel, it's almost like a bonus home game in Brazil. I don't know. I kind of like it. And I prefer it week one rather than mid-season, because if you remember a few years back when the Packers went to Europe and ultimately lost to the New York Giants, there's the game in which Aaron Rodgers broke his thumb. Matt LaFleur was complaining about the travel. You know, this gives you, although albeit a little bit of a longer travel day, it does give you 2 extra days to respond and recover on the flight home, because you ideally won't play until that next Sunday. So overall, I give this a thumbs up. I think it's a really cool opportunity, the first ever NFL game in Brazil, and the Packers are a part of history.
Yeah, let me go ahead and give you my take on this here, Strofe. I don't mind that it's in Brazil. Like, I think the location is great, because I know that the NFL has been wanting to expand into different countries. But going back to one of your points, as a fan, I don't know if I necessarily like it to open up the season, because to me, to open up a regular season, this is maybe the old head in me talking, to open up a season, you typically have it in a stadium that is actually at an NFL stadium. So again, if they wanted to open the season in Philadelphia, I would have said, oh, that's a tough break. It's going to be a tough game. So I'm trying to get used to the idea of a neutral site game being played in a different continent to open up the season. It feels a little off to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, I get why you feel that way, and it is different, and it is unique, and it's new, right? Also, I mean, I know you and I both cover high school sports. You and I
yes.
would probably be at a high school football game when this game is played.
Exactly, yes.
You know, so I don't know that I love the day it's played as much as, you know, you dislike the where it's being played and when it's being played. But overall, I do think it's cool. We know, the NFL rules all, right, when it comes
yes.
to professional sports. The NFL rules all. They see an opportunity in the opening week of their season to make more money. And I don't know what it is up by you, Alex, but I know Madison is not designated a home market. So this game will be exclusively on Peacock for, I think, both of our markets.
I believe you are correct, yes.
Yeah, Green Bay and Milwaukee will have at least local TV markets that it airs on. That will not be the case here in Madison, and I imagine that will not be the case up in the Northwoods. So I'm curious to see how people feel about that one, week one of the season being a Peacock-only game for some of the markets that are not Green Bay and Milwaukee.
Yeah, definitely. Again, talking here with Alex Strofe from ESPN Madison here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Strofe, this is also going to be – this is another interesting stat. I know how much you love these interesting stats I throw out.
I do.
This is the first time the NFL has a game on a Friday of an opening weekend in 54 years. So this was back in 1970 was the last time this happened. That was the first year the NFL and AFL merged, for perspective.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Do you
To be real honest with you, Alex, I figured it never happened before.
Yeah.
I do like that stat. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. And it was a game between the Rams and the Cardinals. Let me ask you this. Do you think a Friday game and a game in Brazil will be good for the league ultimately?
Yes, 100%. I mean, it makes them more money. And the other part about this, too, why I like it being the Packers and the Eagles at that rate, is it's all eyes on you, right?
Yes.
I mean, and obviously, we're probably the exception, some of the high school sporting fans in the world, high school football fans in the world that might be out of the high school game. But I think a lot of NFL fans cannot get enough of it. All eyes are going to be on these two teams specifically that have a lot to prove. The Eagles fell apart at the end of last season. The Packers did the opposite. That's where they showed how strong they can be and how good Jordan Love can be. So year two of Jordan Love is, hey, man, prove to us it's not a fluke. And he's going to
yes.
be able to do that on a national stage right away in week one, which is exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Strofe, let's go in a little bit more into this matchup here. Again, it's Green Bay against Philadelphia. The Eagles were in a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. They were essentially a holding penalty away from potentially pulling it out, and they just completely fell apart, as you mentioned, during the second half of the season, whereas the Packers surged and ended up upsetting Dallas in the first round of the playoffs. Let me ask you, what do you think of this particular matchup on paper?
I think it's really exciting. I think it's, you know, when it comes to the league and scheduling this one in week one and giving it a standalone spot on that Friday night, because it's a sexy matchup, Alex, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at, you mentioned the Eagles 2 years ago were in the Super Bowl. They were a playoff team as well a year ago. These are two playoff teams from last year that are looking to get back into that Super Bowl conversation. I just mentioned it with the Packers. It's hey, love, prove to us that the second half of your first year as a starter wasn't a fluke.
Yes.
Show this young offense has what it takes to become an elite offense in the NFL this year. As for the Philadelphia side, obviously they lose their center, who was a big part of that tush push, which took the world by storm last year. But Jalen Hurts, it's certainly a year to rebound for him. Statistically, he wasn't bad last year, but it was certainly disappointing following the Super Bowl run the year prior. So I think for both of these teams, it's kind of a prove-it year of different levels. And I think to see this in week one, while it is the beginning of the season, this could be a game that plays a big factor in playoff seeding come December and January.
I definitely agree. Again, talking here with Alex Strofe from ESPN Madison here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Strofe, as much as we love talking about the Packers and the game in Brazil, we still haven't even hit the NFL draft yet. I mean, that's really the crazy part that this game got released. Let's now go ahead and shift gears there. The Packers do have 5 picks in the top 100 this season here. Let me ask you, Strofe, do you think it's more likely that they trade up or trade down this year?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would guess just the MO, given Brian Gutekunst, they would probably trade down. The only, you know, in the top 100, I mean, that's probably a different story. But in the first round specifically, I would guess trade down. If you think back to, I guess this was the year before Brian Gutekunst took over, Ted Thompson's final draft back in 2017 when they passed on J.J. Watt for Kevin King. I know we all love the result of that one.
Yeah.
But T.J. Watt, excuse me, I think I said J.J. But nonetheless, you get my point.
Yes.
And you look at Jair. They traded down when Goody took over for him in the first round. So I think he just has a history of doing it. The only time he's really traded up for a technical first-round pick, although it was early in day two, was Christian Watson a couple of years ago. They did trade up for him. But I would guess it's more likely they trade down if they are to trade one way or another.
Now let's go ahead and focus in on the free agents that are going to be in also here, Alex. Again, Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs, this is the first time we've been able to talk since they've been brought into Green Bay. Let me ask you, what do you think of the signings and what they add to this team?
Yeah, let's start with Josh Jacobs on the offense. I think it's an upgrade at running back. I don't know how big of an upgrade, given Aaron Jones was just coming off of his best 5-game stretch of his career to wrap up last season, both
right,
in regular and postseason. But I think Josh Jacobs is an all-class back. He's younger. He's more durable. He's 2 years off of an all-pro selection. He's a guy that can really renovate this offense a little bit. He's a little bit different of a back than Aaron Jones, but I think he's a bruiser. He'll do a lot of work in between the tackles. I'm excited to see what kind of dynamic he brings to this Packers offense that is young and upcoming, right? We've mentioned a million times, and I know you do the show every week. I'm sure you talk every week about how exciting these young pieces are on the offense at wide receiver and tight end.
Yes.
Josh Jacobs is just another piece to add to that young group, and I'm excited to see what he brings. Defensively, this is the much bigger signing, the more notable signing in Xavier McKinney. He's going to be one of the leaders of that defense, right? I mean, he was debatably the best safety on the market this year, and Goody took a big swing and went and got him. Now, they still need to fill some spots in that defensive backfield, cornerback depth, and ideally a starting safety. But Xavier McKinney is a really good start, and I'm excited to see what he brings. I mean, he is a terrific safety. He's a ball hawk. He's a great tackler. And I know a lot of people had their frustrations with Darnell Savage when it came to tackling.
Yes.
So having somebody that's a little bit better in that department is certainly an upgrade as well.
Yeah, again, talking here with Alex Strofe here from ESPN Madison here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex, final question here for you. I asked you this question about a month ago, so I'll put you back on the spot before the NFL draft begins. Let's say you're the Packers GM. You're Brian Gutekunst. Who would you take with the first-round pick that they have?
Well, if he's there, it's Cooper DeJean from Iowa, and I imagine that's probably what I said a month ago, Alex. I mean, he's probably the second or third best cornerback in the draft, and he's viewed as the best safety in the draft. You can put him at either spot, and defensive backfield is probably the biggest weakness for the Packers as it stands right now. I'm not going to throw a name out here, but I would love to see them go, inside linebacker, I guess, is technically the normal thing you would call that, but with the defensive scheme change, I don't know if that's actually the technical term these days. But somebody that plays a little bit more inside and can be, you know, maybe the team's leading tackler up there, because they lack the depth there as well. But I mean, if you want a name, there's one name on my mind, and that's Cooper DeJean if he's there at 25.
Strove, great minds think alike. You and I definitely agree on DeJean if he's available. If he's available at 25.
And to go back to your question on trading, right? If DeJean is there at, let's say, 21, 22, are you mad if the Packers trade up a couple of spots and lose that, you know, obviously pick 25, but then another top 100 pick to go get DeJean? Are you okay with that on draft night?
As long as they're not giving up too much. That's my thing. As long as they're not giving up too much. If you want to give up that first round pick and maybe, let's say, their first third round pick or their second round pick that they have, if you want to trade up with one of those, I'd be okay with that. But please,
okay. I agree.
Yeah, and I beg of you, do not give up another first to try and trade up to get a corner in the 20s, because that just doesn't work.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
it's probably that third round pick would be my guess.
Yeah.
If they were to move, you know, if it's four, five, six spots even into the late teens. But I think I'd be okay with it, right?
Yeah.
Like, as I said before, he's viewed as the top safety prospect, and you and I have harped on it enough, even dating back to last season. That's a position of desperate need. So
yes, it is.
I think I'd be okay with it, too. I haven't thought about the possibility until we just brought it up.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what goes down in 2 weeks in Detroit.
That's okay. That's all right. Yes, and I'm very excited as well. Green Bay is going to be opening their season this Friday, September 6th in Sao Paulo, Brazil, against the Eagles, and the NFL draft is in just over 2 weeks. Starts on the 25th in Detroit. Alex Stroh from ESPN Madison, thank you very much for joining me, my friend. Talk to you after the NFL draft and maybe give you your takes on these draft picks that the Packers have.
Can't wait. Look forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex Stroh from ESPN Madison here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'll be back with more of the Sports Q after this.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Tornadoes, heavy rain, and hail are hammering more than 30 million people across the South today, killing at least one person in Mississippi so far and causing widespread damage in Louisiana. This man says storms ripped the roof off his home in Slidell, just outside of New Orleans.
Start grabbing stuff to get it out. I was actively grabbing stuff to get out in my room, and then the ceiling caved in on top of me.
Tornado watches are still in effect across the region tonight. Chaos in Philadelphia as hundreds of people scattered today when shots were fired during a fight outside a Ramadan event. KYW radio reporter Nina Baratti is there.
People here, instead of celebrating, they are now cleaning up after this. Looking down at me, there's shoes, there's a cane, there's spilled food and everything, because what a witness described it to me was just chaos when it happened. Everybody was just running and trying to get to safety.
Police haven't given a motive there, but say at least three people were hurt. Four are now in custody. The Tennessee State Senate has approved legislation to arm teachers. This woman in Nashville didn't want to be identified, but says she's angry.
I'm a parent as well as an educator, and this may make me rethink my career, but my child still has to go to school. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know that I can raise my child in Tennessee, much less teach here.
The move comes a year after a school shooting in Nashville that left six people dead. Arizona's GOP-controlled House gaveled out of session today as Democrats tried to repeal the state's near-total abortion ban. But Governor Katie Hobbs says voters can fix this with a ballot measure in November.
We have to ensure that Americans and Arizonans have access to abortion care. Bans like Arizona's will restrict necessary health care, and the fight is not over for sure.
Japan's prime minister visited the White House today and covered a ton of topics with President Biden. CBS's Linda Kenyon's there.
They discussed security in the Pacific, economic partnership, and alliances in the face of ongoing international crises,
including our shared support for a ceasefire and a hostage deal, and urgent efforts to deal with the humanitarian crisis.
The president also said Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is not doing enough to increase humanitarian aid into Gaza, including opening another access point in northern Gaza.
Third time was not the charm today for Donald Trump. A judge in New York rejected the former president's third attempt this week to delay his upcoming hush money trial. It's still set to start on Monday. And Disney parks in Florida and California are cracking down on those who fake disabilities to skip the ride lines. Starting this summer, officials will ban guests for life if they take advantage of this policy. Its use tripled in the last 5 years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The USDA could ditch a childhood staple.
Kids love them.
New Lunchables pizza swirls. Tasty pizza crusts you can top yourself.
And they're an easy option for parents when there's no time for packing lunch or your kids are just too picky. But now Lunchables are getting scrutinized after a test of 12 store-bought versions were found to have relatively high levels of lead, cadmium, and sodium. Not only that, but all but one of the kits contained harmful chemicals found in plastics that are linked to reproductive issues, diabetes, and some cancers. Consumer Reports is calling on the U.S. Department of Agriculture now to remove Lunchables from the National School Lunch Program. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
For the first time in 75 years, Scrabble's getting a major update. Scrabble Together is geared more towards Gen Z. It's got a simpler scoring system, and you can work in teams. For the OGs out there, the board will be double-sided, so you can still play the real way. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
WJJQ Radio Sports Time, 6.05 p.m. and a very good Wednesday afternoon. I'm Alex Cook. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on WJJQ. 65 degrees under partly cloudy skies here at our WJJQ studios. On the second half of the show, we're going to kick off with Hatchet Golf Coach, or tee off, I guess you could say, with Hatchet Golf Coach Garth Gerstenberger. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. We'll also go over the young crew. They're currently in the midst of a rain delay in Cincinnati against the Reds. So we'll give you an update on that. Plus, we'll look at how their start to the season is going. And I'll be announcing the winner of the WJJQ Bracket Challenge. Who correctly predicted this year's national champion? We did have someone do that. That's all coming up on the second half of the Sports Q here on WJJQ. Here's Brittany Merlot with your weather forecast.
The forecast for the Northwoods. A low-pressure system tracking out of Texas and headed to Michigan has surged in the Gulf of Mexico warmth for today. Now clouds are increasing, becoming mostly cloudy, and a few spotty showers push in tonight. Lows stay mild near 40, but a dark and damp day lies ahead tomorrow as scattered showers and even a few thunderstorms are possible. High temperatures try to scrape 60 degrees and crash to the upper 30s by tomorrow night. Winds will get a bit feisty, gusting to 25 miles per hour, and keep our highs on Friday seasonable. For WJJQ, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Sports Q on WJJQ, your source for sports from around the state and in the Northwoods. Here's your host, Alex Cook.
And welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. Great to have you along here on this Wednesday evening. And it's now time for our Hatchet interview of the day. And we're going to be chatting with Hatchet golf coach Garth Gerstenberger. Garth, welcome, my friend, and thank you for joining me.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Let's go ahead and get right into this here. Let me ask you, because now you've had a couple of weeks practice, how does the team look so far?
Well, I think we're looking good for early in the season. I mean, we haven't been able to go outside and hit golf balls a lot. That'll just be something that'll happen this week for the first time. But basically, we've had a lot of simulator time. We took care of some indoor stuff, just some, you know, the paperwork and parent meeting and all that. But the big thing is the kids really played a lot of golf over the summer, and I think that's going to translate into a good season for them, and I think that's the most important thing that they can bring into the season.
Garth, you look at this particular team. mean, you pretty much bring back nearly everybody from last year. What can you tell me about this particular group of kids?
Yeah, we lost Drew Elbert from last year. You know, he was our senior leader, and he's a great kid to have on the team, so we'll miss him. But the other guys, yeah, we have five returning letter winners back, and so that's always good news. In golf, you only play five and count four, and we have a couple of newcomers coming in, too. A senior that came out for the first time, and we have some freshmen that look like they could give us some help as well. So, yeah, we're excited about it.
Yeah, that's wonderful to hear. Again, talking here with Hatchet Golf Coach Garth Gerstenberger here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Garth, let's go ahead and focus in on this Great Northern Conference here. This is obviously a very tough conference with Lakeland being the heavyweight. Who else do you think could contend for the top of the conference?
Well, Medford for sure. I mean, Medford actually beat Lakeland last year once or twice, and they're returning all their golfers from last year. And I honestly think that Lakeland and Medford are two of the better teams, not only just in our area, but in the state. Lakeland should have a great shot at winning the Division II state tournament this year. I think Medford would have given them a good run, but they got moved up to Division I this year for golf. So unfortunate for them, they moved up. Lakeland moved down. They were actually Division I last year, and the last 2 years they've been down to the state tournament. So those two teams are awesome. You know, two of the best teams in the state. And then Mosinee has the best player in the conference from last year, the returning player of the year. So they're obviously real solid at the top. And Rhinelander always has a couple of good golfers in there as well that they're returning. So really our conference, I think if you looked at the top 10 from last year, I believe 8 or 9 of those golfers are returning. And our conference was pretty loaded last year. So it's a tough conference. We'll always be playing against great competition. And the other thing that's really awesome about our conference is we play at great golf courses. We have some of the nicest golf courses in the area that we get to play on, so the kids really enjoy when we have conference meets.
Again, talking here with Hatchet Golf Coach Garth Gerstenberger here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Garth, let's focus on weaknesses and strengths of this particular team. Where do you think this team needs to improve the most from last year?
Well, I think consistency in golf is always something that you need to improve on. You know, we can take care of the kids getting the triple bogeys and quadruple bogeys, you know, the 8s, 9s, and 10s that pop up. And early in the season, those happen. And then later in the season, as we progress, those tend to become less and less. So that's the most important thing, is the consistency of golfing. And, you know, when you're bad hole, if you can make your bad hole into a bogey, take your bogey and move on. That's what we talk about. Like, that's a good thing. You hit a bad tee shot, and now you should be thinking about what do I need to do on this hole to get bogey. And I think the other big thing that's so important is the mental game of not getting caught up in the last hole or the last shot and trying to concentrate on moving forward. And all of us that play golf know that that's easier said than done.
Again, Garth, final question I have for you. What do you think is going to be this team's biggest strength this season?
Well, I think that the one thing is that we're finally going to have some competition amongst our team to see who are the top five golfers are going to be. I think the last 4 years it's been pretty cut and dry, like these are our best five golfers and that's who's going out there. This year I think that you know, if the kids aren't practicing and they're not working hard, I think somebody else is going to jump in and take their place. So we have a little bit more depth. We have 7 guys that have a legitimate chance to make our top five. And so I think that'll be really helpful to have that little competition within the team, so kids can't just sit back and say, yeah, I'm going to be playing no matter what.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up here, Garth?
Just that, you know, the kids that are out on the golf team have great attitudes, good group of kids, good group of parents that we get to work with. So, you know, I'm really blessed to be able to be part of this program for the past few years. And it's just awesome to be part of it. And I appreciate everything that WJJQ does for us as well. And our community, as they back us when we have our fundraiser tournament coming up on May 11th. And so, you know, we'll put a shameless plug in for that. And if anybody wants to sponsor a hole or whatever, contact me or contact the school and let me know. So thank you.
Very exciting to see what this team has in store. Garth Gerstenberger, Hatchet Golf Coach, thank you very much for joining me, Garth.
All right, thanks.
All right, again, next meet for Tomahawk will be next Wednesday at Barron. Tee-off will be at 9 o'clock that morning. Garth Gerstenberger, Hatchet Golf Coach, here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We'll be back with more right after this.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
April is a great time to get a new Ram, Jeep, Dodge, or Chrysler at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago. During the Jeep Celebration event, get $6,000 off select 2024 Grand Cherokee L's. Or get a well-equipped new 2024 Jeep Compass 4x4 for only $27,495 that comes with a 3-year, 36,000-mile basic warranty and 5-year or 60,000-mile powertrain warranty. Check out the great selection of new 2024 Jeep Wranglers and Gladiators. April is also Ram Truck Month. Get $6,000 in incentives on new 2024 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cabs. Brickner Motors has a great selection of new Ram 2024 Heavy Duty 2500, 3500s that have recently been repriced with lower MSRPs of up to $8,980. Brickner Motors of Little Chicago, minutes away from Merrill, Wasse, and Medford. See dealer for details, tax, title, and service fees extra.
Wild Rivers Group Real Estate of Tomahawk serves the entire Northwoods area. Wild Rivers Group is in need of listings. Vacant lands, city homes, country homes, and waterfront homes. Now is the time to sell. Call John Long at 966-2251 to get details on what your property is worth in today's hot market, and he'll help you find a buyer. Wild Rivers Group Real Estate, 1414 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, online at wildriversgroup.com. Call John Long at 966-2251. Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboard serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboard's Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboard's Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
When you're buying a home, you need more than a lender. You need an advocate in your corner. Someone who wants those keys in your hand just as much as you do. At Crossbridge Community Bank, we're a local lender that provides a personal mortgage experience built around you and your needs. You could say we're personal on purpose. Crossbridge Community Bank. Purpose first. Visit crossbridge.bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. It's currently 6:15. Thank you very much to ESPN Madison's Alex Strofe and also Hatchet Golf Coach Garth Gerstenberger for joining me on today's program for our two interviews for the day. Very exciting time here. Again, spring is one of my favorite times of year because we had March Madness. We've got baseball season underway. We've got the NBA playoffs heating up. And, of course, we also have the Packers and the NFL draft. We'll go ahead and get into March Madness here in a little bit, but I think that we're going to go ahead and talk some Brewers, and really, they're surprising some people this year.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Very, very serious, and this has been the theme for Milwaukee this year, speed.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
So, let's not waste any time and get right into it.
Here he comes, and that one's deep, right center, Christian Yelich has tied it up!
So I remember talking with our very own Hunter Bumgarner from 97.3 The Game a couple of weeks ago before the season began, and it was a lot of intrigue, a very interesting season. Nobody really knew what to expect of this team. The one thing I always would tell people is, this team, I think, will be exciting this year because they're young, they're going to be quick, and they're going to be moving around a lot. Well, so far, that hasn't necessarily been the case. Brewers are currently 7-3 through the first 10 games of the season. Again, not going to put a lot of stock into it. I don't put a lot of stock into games until June or July because that's when you start getting into the dog days of summer. They've won two of their first three series. Again, they're currently tied for their first division series of the season against the Cincinnati Reds. And again, you don't win every single series in baseball. The other thing I will say, though, is they're currently in a rain delay. This team is quick. They are very, very fast. They are swiping bases left and right. You've got Jackson Chirio, Sal Frelick, and Bryce Turang. All of them are playing well. Chirio is definitely making well in his MLB debut. Sal Frelick, even though he got off to a bit of a slow start hitting, moving him into the five spot by Pat Murphy proved to be a good move as he went 2-for-3 in the team's win over Cincinnati last night. They split with Minnesota, currently in a series with Cincinnati. They swept the Mets to begin the season. They went 2-1 over the Mariners. And the other thing that makes this team fun is that they are competitive. They're fighting in every single game. I believe I saw a stat where the Brewers are hitting just at about .500 over the last few games with runners in scoring position. They have put up a lot of runs over the last three games. They put up 12 against Seattle. They put up 8 against Cincinnati. Again, I knew they lost, but they came back from down 8-0 to make that a game. And then they put up 9 last night against Cincinnati. So they have put up 29 runs in three games so far this year. That is very impressive, ladies and gentlemen. They are swiping bases. They're scoring runs in bunches over the last few games. Milwaukee has really, really caught the attention of not only fans, but the national eye. And they've definitely caught my attention. I've been watching a lot more this year. This team's fun to watch. I don't know how good they're going to be. I wouldn't be surprised if they finish like right at about .500 this season. Not going to lie. But are they exciting? Oh, yes. Is the future bright? Definitely. The other thing I will point to also is specifically one of these young Brewers, and that is Bryce Turang. Ladies and gentlemen, this man's a Gold Glover second baseman candidate. This is a very good defensive second baseman, and I think having Ricky Weeks in as the assistant coach, if you will, as the assistant head coach to Pat Murphy, that is going to go very well for them. Bryce Turang, pay attention to him. He is a phenomenal defensive second baseman. This guy could very well be a Gold Glover within the next few years. He's got the potential to be there. And he's hitting the ball well also. That's the other part about it. So if you've got that much of a diamond in the rough with Turang to pair with Sal Frelick and Jackson Chirio, boy, the Brewers' youth is definitely starting to trend in the right direction. They've won 7 of their first 10 games this season, and the reason why they've won a few games a number of ways. When they started out the season, they started off with winning tight pitcher's duels. You know, some games where, you know, you win 4-3, you win a game 3-1, 3-0 here or there. You walked off, you beat a game against the Twins, I think it was 4-3. You won against the Mariners, you put up 6 in that game, you put up 4 against Seattle in another. They have won games in a myriad of ways to begin this season. They have won with pitching, they have won with timely hitting, and they have won with excellent base stealing. Just last night, you got 3 RBIs from both Christian Yelich and Blake Perkins. Most of the time, if you're able to get production that much from your outfield, you're going to win quite a bit of games. The Brewers won 90 games last season, I believe. 90, 92 games, I believe. This particular season, again, 81 is the goal. If they're able to get past 80, I consider it a very successful season, no matter what happens. But I'm here to tell you, folks, watch this team. If you have Bally Sports Wisconsin, watch this team. This team could very well surprise some people this season. Do I think they'll win the division? I don't know. It's hard to say because you don't expect St. Louis to be as bad as they were last year. The Pittsburgh Pirates have gotten off to a hot start, which I didn't see coming. You've got the Cubs with Craig Council. They're off. They're a little bit of an up and down season, but I think they'll get it right. And then you've got Cincinnati, who's probably got the most exciting young baseball player in Ellie De La Cruz. This National League Central is going to be incredibly competitive this year. And I'm very excited to see what it has in store. The one thing you can say about this Brewers team also, they are willing to build on defense. They are able to build with their defense. With Bryce Turang, Willie Adames, probably one of the best defensive second basemen, one of the best defensive shortstops in the game, one of the better ones anyway. You've got Rhys Hoskins, and again, Hoskins is a guy that isn't necessarily known for his defense, but he handles it, but he gets the job done. He's more of an offensive minded player. He hits homers left and right. He will hit for power every single time he's out there. That's something to pay attention to. You've got Christian Yelich in the outfield. You've got Jackson Chirio in the outfield. You've got Sal Frelick in the outfield. And I didn't even mention the fact that you probably have the best young catcher in baseball in William Contreras, who won a Silver Slugger last year. This team is going to be fun to watch this year. Do I expect playoffs? No. Do I expect division title? No. Do I think they could compete and probably make some noise? Yeah, I do. Be on the lookout, folks. This team could very well be scary come August and September. Something to pay attention to. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ, currently 623. Coming up after the break, the thrilling announcement of who won the WJJQ Bracket Challenge. That's all coming up on the Sports Q at 5 here on WJJQ.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Q with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
John J. Schuette Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes Design Studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for excavating, trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Schuette Construction of Tomahawk. With warmer weather continuing, now is the time to think about your air conditioning systems, because hot weather is right around the corner. Call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700. Premier offers the Dave Lennox signature collection of air conditioners and furnaces designed from the inside out to look good and work better than ever. Lennox is proud to be an official Energy Star partner and offer Lennox home comfort systems that save you energy and money. Call Premier today. Josh will give you all the information about Dave Lennox signature collection with a furnace just right for your heating and cooling needs, and be ready for a hot summer. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Premier Heating and Cooling at the intersection of Muskellunge Lake Road and County A. Call 453-4700 and online at premierheatingcooling.com and at the WJJQ Home Show April 13th and 14th at the Tomahawk School Complex.
At this weekend's WJJQ Home Sport and Travel Show, stop by Huawei's booth and check out the 2024 Raffle Bike. This year, Huawei is raffling off a 2024 Road Glide in billiard gray with blacked out engine and pipes. Tickets will be available at the show, and they're $10 each. Proceeds from the 2024 raffle bike will benefit the Sarah Park facilities. It's Huawei and the 2024 raffle bike at this weekend's WJJQ Home Sport and Travel Show at the Tomahawk School Complex.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. Well, as the sun sets to go down, we get some shine down. Am I right? No? Well, all right. I tried anyways. But how about somebody who has used their brains over the past few weeks? Somebody that was so smart that they correctly predicted the winner of the WJJQ Bracket Challenge. We had a lot of people, we had a lot of workers here see their Final Four or national championship teams go up in smoke.
Exactly.
There you go. So the one thing I noticed is looking at these Final Fours, all of them you can make legitimate arguments for. I will say that. All of them you could have made legitimate arguments for. Some of them went out in the first round, i.e. me. With Kentucky.
You are an idiot.
And now John Calipari's in Arkansas.
You can never guess what you get here. I mean, my God.
Yeah, exactly. On the other hand, you had a couple of people that correctly predicted who was going to be in the national championship game. And as you recall, last week it went down to Greg and Amy. They each had one particular team in the national championship. And one of them is taking home a very, very nice steak dinner that they agreed would be after at least the home show, which is coming up this weekend at the Tomahawk Sports Complex, and during the summer, which is totally understandable. So the winner is between Greg and Amy. And unfortunately, Greg was the one that screwed up.
You done messed up, A.A. Ron!
It is Amy that takes on the WJJQ Bracket Challenge Championship. Amy correctly predicted UConn to win the whole thing. Now, again, I didn't necessarily agree with the fact that you picked Wisconsin to make the national championship game, but I understood it. And for me, I can also understand Purdue. I picked Purdue to be in the championship game as well. So you look at this. You look at this particular team. You look at the winners here. And Amy Mackey is taking home a very nice steak dinner that I'll be paying for. Kudos to Amy for getting it right. For perspective, there were a lot of close ones. It was actually all the way down to the Final Four. So a lot of good picking here at the station. I think I may do this again next year. And who knows, maybe I'll even do an NFL Pro Prediction Contest, if you will. May have to think of something here. Maybe. I don't know. But that's all I can hope for. You're tuned into the Sports Cue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Congratulations goes out to Amy Mackey for correctly predicting UConn to win the national championship. They are the first team, by the way, to win back-to-back national titles since Florida did in 06 and 07. That team had Joakim Noah, Corey Brewer, and they also had Al Horford on that team as well. So kudos to Amy. She correctly predicted it. And again, that UConn team, that team was incredibly fierce defensively, probably some of the best defensive basketball I've seen at the college level in a long time. And all they did was let Zach Edey get his. They knew that he wasn't going to make every single shot that he had. And they held Purdue, who was the second highest three-point shooting team in the nation, to 1 of 7 from three-point range. That will win you national titles. Kudos to Dan Hurley and the Huskies. It's currently 6:29. I'll be back to wrap up the Sports Cue right after this.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods. This is the Sports Cue on WJJQ.
We all have hopes, dreams, and goals for ourselves and our family. This is Rich Teggy with Wealth Strategy Group. Financial goals are no different than any other goal. It all starts with a plan. We know the importance of a solid financial plan focused on what's most important to you. We listen and take the time to understand your vision and create a strategy to pursue your specific dreams and goals. We would appreciate the opportunity to discuss your goals, understand your financial situation, and create a plan tailored to reaching your desired retirement lifestyle. Wealth Strategy Group is here to provide the assistance you need. Call us today at 453-0722 or access us on the web at wsginvest.com or stop by our office on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
You already know Tomahawk Furniture and Gun offers you low prices every day. But did you know that if you find a better price, they will match it? They also have a great selection of clearance items just waiting for you to take home. Stop in at 109 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk or at their showroom just four doors down at 123 West Wisconsin Avenue, where you will find closeouts and hot buys on everything from rustic furniture to mattresses. Find the best deals in the showroom with inventory constantly changing. Grab these deals while they last. It's Tomahawk Furniture and Gun in downtown Tomahawk. Prices so low, you gotta bend over to see them.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of rain showers. Lows dip down to about 40. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 58. Overcast with fog early. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Currently 64.
The way we use our homes is changing. Hilge's LP Gas is your local Carrier expert. They're here to help you improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier. They're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier. Serving most of northern Wisconsin since 1958, contact Hilge's LP Gas at 453-3505. They're online at hilges.com. They're located on South Tomahawk Avenue for your cooling comfort. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Come in and find out why generations of families in the Northwoods have been doing business at the Auto House in Tomahawk for nearly 40 years. Gary is the longest operating auto dealer in the area. He provides selection, selection, selection. He's got about 40 quality late model used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot right now. The Auto House is a complete dealership where they service what they sell in their service department with an ASE certified technician. And if you need a rental vehicle, the Auto House has rental units available. And if you don't see exactly what you want on Gary's lot, just talk to him and he'll find what you're looking for, and that's what you call doing business the right way. The Auto House, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, online at autohousecars.net. That's AUTOHAUS cars.net.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. Thank you very much for tuning in to tonight's program. Let's now go into our final countdown. We got Hatchet events coming up tomorrow. The Hatchet baseball team travels to Northland Pines. That will get underway at 5 o'clock. Friday, Tomahawk softball will be taking on Mosinee. We will have the broadcast of that game for you over on our sister station, Sports Talk, 810 a.m. and 100.7 FM WJJQ as Tomahawk takes on Mosinee. Matt Tyler is going to join me in the broadcast booth. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show, 3:35, first pitch at 4. Hatchet Track and Field is going to have their next invite at Marathon. That'll begin at 4:30. On Monday, Tomahawk Baseball will be taking on Medford at Tyler Carl Memorial Field. That begins at 5. And on Tuesday, Tomahawk Softball will be traveling down to Antigo. Matt Tyler and I will have the broadcast of that game as well. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 4:35. First pitch at 5 o'clock. Again, all regular season baseball and softball broadcasts are on our sister station, Sports Talk 810 a.m. and 100.7 FM WJJQ. And then coming up a week from today, the Tomahawk golf team will have their first road meet of the season. They're traveling all the way over to Barron for their first invite. That will get underway at 9 o'clock next Wednesday morning. On next week's show, we are going to have Hunter Baumgart from 97.3 The Game on to talk some Brewers. And maybe we'll try to see if we can get a Hatchet coach. I'm thinking maybe Kurt Cordova again for track and field. It's been a little bit while since we've had him up here, but I think that would be good. That's all for you here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Again, thank you very much for tuning in to tonight's show. Be sure to stay tuned again for more Hatchet Sports broadcasts over on our sister station, Sports Talk 810 a.m. and 100.7 FM WJJQ. And next week will primarily be NBA playoffs, and we will also go ahead and break down the NFL draft as that nears. Thank you very much once again for tuning in to tonight's show. Have a sportacular week, and I'll see you all next week.
Listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community, right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.